We have come back to you in a three-part trinity. Pardon the expression. Isn't there a Trinity project?
It's a good name in the nuclear field.
Yeah, I meant it in...
Or bad.
A three-part exploration of awakening to certain revelations, certain happenings on the planet, in the solar system, in human consciousness. And we talked about part one and part two, climate, energy, economy, the U.S. militarism that's going on. I mean, just watch football games and see the propaganda that is making war seem like an inevitable thing in our global culture. Maybe it's more around this country. Go back to the last segment for more on what Greg spoke about with U.S. militarism and empire. And we didn't cover the last thing. I want to cover that, and then we'll look at some solutions. But you were talking about the equality of human nature, the wholesale disposal of valuing people's lives. Some call it, what's that word? Collateral damage.
Very good.
as it relates to, sometimes people have to die because of a good cause. And it's not just human species, it's other animal forms and extinctions that are going on the planet, habitats being destroyed and the environment being compromised. We said this is a reversible possibility. There are other forces that may counterbalance things, but speak to this this other three-pronged part of the Los Alamos Study Group's mission, and you as its executive director trying to bring forth things to wake people up to what's really going on right now on the planet.
Yes. Well, we realize that nuclear disarmament is so closely tied to these other issues, and what we really need now, and we are starting to see in different ways, certainly Standing Rock is one of those ways, is a new kind of mobilization. And events are going to shake us and mobilize us, and whether we really want it or not. So we can choose at this point whether we want to be victim of these historical changes or actors and agents with... and really get in the flow of what's going on. There is the opportunity now to rise to a higher psychological health through activism, through connecting more with each other, through nonviolent constructive action that galvanizes our latent energies and brings us to a much greater fulfillment than we would have, certainly, if we just sit there and take in all the bad news all the time. This last of these three major things we think are very high priority has to do with the really deadly levels of inequality that we are seeing in our society and other societies, and with respect from one society to another. The country can't survive these levels of inequality. Mm-hmm. I think Bernie Sanders brought that out quite well in his campaign. But it's really a dire problem. And it goes to the fundamental social contract that holds the country together and which we see as under tremendous assault now. Even within the coming in Trump administration, they don't know whether to build infrastructure and make jobs or build nuclear weapons and buy more military stuff. This is going to be a fight, battle royale, as it were. And where will the ordinary person be? Where will the children be?
Yeah. So is the Los Alamos Study Group aligning a platform or a manifesto of action, so to say, so that people people need to be guided. You know, if anything came out of this last election is a feeling of being lost, disempowered. I can't do. Right. You know, the progressive movement didn't get any traction.
Yes.
And I do want to say one more thing, because it came up in our Christmas show with an author who was delivering a download from 12 archangels, if I may get to the spiritual side of things, because this has to be in play too. And I said, you know, all the good people, the progressives, who really wanted to see major change, certainly voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary, then conciliated to Hillary Clinton in the general election, and all this went down the tubes. And I said, you know, somebody's going to doubt that there are forces of angels and archangels and guides that are on the other side helping us. And the answer was that this needed to be disclosed. The shadow side of humanity, whether it's a passive, non-active part of people that allow this. The election was close. The popular vote in favor of Hillary. Some people will get into the rigging of the Electoral College and everything, but that we are now in the midst of seeing the darker forces of money, power, and separation in action. What do we do, Greg? Where are we headed with this? And how can you help?
Yes.
How can our listeners respond to your pleas and your implorations?
Sure. Well, of course, we have to get our own houses together, so to speak. I think when
peace begins with me.
Yes, we need to clear the decks. And Thich Nhat Hanh suggests, you know, that there need to be peace treaties between people to help clear the decks. But let's not delay our political action while we get all the lint out of our navels. Someone once remarked that you may pass the homeless person on the way to the meditation center once, but if you do it twice, you're wasting your time on your meditation cushion.
Yeah, I know you've studied Zen early on, and as we all have touched into our core spiritual presence and the identification of who we are, which is essential, it's not to pass those people anymore.
Yeah, we can't. We've now reached the point, I guess we could just summarize everything as saying, we've now reached the point where those people are beginning to be everyone, every species, the cheetahs, the giraffes, the elephants, and we can't turn away. So we found in our experience in a couple of decades that full-time people can do more per hour than part-time people. So one, we are begging spiritual communities and for environmental groups and any community, make room through your financial, through financial help and through in-kind support and through moral support and through mentoring, bring young people into a position where they can work full-time on climate problems, on organizing, on reaching across organizations. You know, it's quite difficult to find the time to build relationships between organizations, all of whom are underfunded and strapped with their own problems. You really need a volunteer person to do that.
Yeah. You mentioned 1.5 or more or less $1 billion being spent on peace efforts that didn't seem to make a difference, though. That's discouraging.
Well, These were the large foundations during the Obama administration gathered together in the Peace and Security Funders Group. They're very conservative from our perspective, and they spent a lot of money on grants during the Obama administration. And from our perspective, this was a fruitless, really practically fruitless in the realm of nuclear disarmament anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So another people can... you know, the admonition to get involved is, you know, it's a cliche, but it's real. You have to go, you have to walk out your door. Now, if you're, there are people we know who are very active on Facebook, who may be partly disabled, or that can be very effective, but everybody can't do that. The face-to-face and in-your-face is important, as well as, you know, there's a resistance side, and then there's a constructive side.
The people that we're talking about who are feeling disempowered and don't even, if they walked out the door, Greg, they don't know where to go.
Okay.
We need to give them direction. I'm hoping that the Los Alamos study group will be one of those.
So call us up. Call us up at 505-265-1200. Our website is www.lasg.org. Now, other places to get involved, go to, for example, NewMexicoClimateAction.org, and if you go to that website, you'll see a calendar of climate-related activism events around New Mexico. There's in Santa Fe here, there's Citizens Climate Lobby. That's a good group. We have some excellent, on the constructive side, we've got some excellent solar companies here, like Positive Energy. And people need to realize that the time for delay is past, that we really need to, everybody should be learning about solar technologies, should be investing in them. Even if you're a renter, there are ways. McCune Solar down in Albuquerque can work with renters on small systems. You get to, you know, learn a little bit about it.
All right. So just in closing here again, the direct contact to Greg and the Los Alamos Study Group by phone, 505-265-1200, online lasg.org. I'm making an invite to you and your team to keep us informed.
Yes.
On a regular basis.
Can I add one thing important in this context?
Yeah.
Reach out to your closest friends. Don't do things alone. That first call to your closest friends, the people that you want to spend time with and you would trust, that call and that connection is the basis of change.
Yeah, yeah, we need to align. All right, but you will keep us informed of evolutions.
Definitely.
In your area, revolutions in your area.
If we have more time, I'll say more. But
well, we'll talk again, and I don't know how close you are to finishing that draft of that paper that I had in front of me that you are holding on to until the final draft, but get that into my hands too. There's a lot of material there that would be fodder for our conversation.
Will do.
Okay. Thanks for coming up from Albuquerque.
Thank you.
Got to move. Oh, when the law gets ready, you got to move. You may be high, you may be low, you may be rich, we'll be right back. that woman who walks the street.
You got to move.
See the policeman upon his beat.
You got to move.
But when the law
Greg Mello conversation. Amy Black, You Gotta Move, from the Muscle Shoals session, a top 98 album last year. And I think that's what Greg was talking about in all three of his interviews. If you missed one and two, they're online at transradio.com, archived. And his Los Alamos Study Group website is lasg.org, lasg.org. All right, we're cruising here, about a half hour left to go. But the good news is there's a Rosie's Rumination in the queue. We are ready for her live. That's right after these messages.
Those of you who listen to us regularly know that our sponsor recommendations are informed by our personal experience. Our Santa Fe dentist of choice, Dr. Laura Como, is a perfect example.
We endorse her for her skills, efficiency, and caring. Dr. Laura Como understands that the whole body is not healthy unless the mouth is healthy. That's why it's critical that everyone get regular dental care with Dr. Como, emphasizing the importance of prevention as opposed to just treating disease.
Going to the dentist can be anxiety-provoking, but Dr. Laura has built her reputation on providing exceptional dentistry with compassionate care. Her beautiful office and fun, friendly staff will put you at ease and have you love visiting the dentist. Call 505-570-9578 and visit online lauracomodentist.com. That's lauracomeaudentist.com.
Greenfire Times is a monthly publication spotlighting initiatives that create positive impacts on climate change, energy independence, and green job development. Greenfire Times provides news and views from the sustainable Southwest, with information for anyone interested in discovering the wealth of opportunities and resources available in our region. Articles cover green businesses, products, services, entrepreneurship, jobs, design, building, energy, and investing. Also, sustainable agriculture, arts and culture, ecotourism, education, food, the healing arts, and much more. Greenfire Times is widely distributed at newsstands from Albuquerque to Taos. A downloadable online edition is available at greenfiretimes.com, where you can also find their advertising rates and sizes. Call for information at 505-471-5177. That's 471-5177.
Hi, I'm Jude Riley Green.
Hi, I'm Jude Riley Green.
Friends of Auntie Rosie and Uncle Alan.
Friends of Auntie Rosie and Uncle Alan.
Listen to their great radio show.
Listen to great radio show.
Transitions.
Transitions.
Radio.
Radio.
Magazine.
Magazine.
On 98.
On 98.
Point 1.
Why?
Radio Free.
Radio Free.
Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
Or listen live on the web at transradio.com.
Alrighty, it
it's time for a Rosie's Rumination. And I'm going to play a little music to start it off because it's her bed, not where she sleeps, but, you know, her music bed. Our good friend Deuter, this is from Mikey Hands of Love, a top 80 in 2015 or 2016, I'm not sure, I think 2016. Hands of Love, and to Rosie.
Well, I've noticed it's been a very multi-dimensional show today, both conversations of the spirit realm and of the, call it third dimensional realm, like with Greg Mello. My rumination is right in line. It's called Be a Warrior of Love, Life, and Death, in honor of my mother's passing 2 years ago. I've been very fortunate to be in the divine presence of over 100 births, with mothers and fathers as they birth their child into this world. And to my great fortune, I have also been in the divine presence of 3 family members as they pursued a different direction and crossed over the great divide. First my uncle, then my mother-in-law, and 2 years ago this week, my beloved mother. The fabric of birth and death is cut from the same cloth, both mysterious, oddly familiar, visually gossamer, rich with emotional texture and heart transforming, especially if one allows oneself to be fearless and pierced by love's palpable force of beauty. Given the tumultuous climate of the recent government upheaval, several of my friends and family are literally beside themselves, not knowing how to use their frustration to move forward and make a penetrable change for the better. I say, until you figure that out, or not, consider offering your human heart to a family in need of your light at either a birth or death of a loved one. When we are in service out of love, the world is transformed, one birth, one death at a time. I'll share a vignette of my beloved mother's passage to impart how beautiful and meaningful being the guardian of this gateway can be. Irmgard Maria Mach, a.k.a. Kitty, was my mom. Irmgard means war goddess, and if anyone knew my mom, they would certainly attest to her character as such. Irmgard did not go softly and sweetly. Rather, in a warrior-like fashion, she called in her spirit horse to move her on, fast, furiously, and gallantly. I heard the horse as she approached, galloping at a high speed from the distance. As soon as Irmgard's spirit horse was directly above my mother's body, my mother leapt on that horse with such might and elegant timing. Even her body mimicked the movement one would take to mount a horse. And as fast as that horse galloped in, it rode on with my mother's spirit until I could hear them no longer. I was in sheer wonder of it all. What remained was not my mother, but just her earthly body, which took 3 slow breaths in and out. Then there was nothing but silence and the fast beating of my own heart. Months later, I discovered a wonderful framed batik my mom had tucked away in her closet. It confirmed what I experienced during her crossing. The batik was of a beautiful woman astride a white horse, her hair flowing in the wild wind. I felt it was a loving message from my mom, celebrating her liberation and assuring me all was right with her. Again, I say to you, I hope you will create the rare opportunity to be present at a birth or a death. Honestly, you don't need to know anything. Your arrival as a willing witness of love will be more than enough. You need not be afraid, for the help of your ancestors and theirs are nearby to guide you if you have ears to hear. It is indeed a great privilege to be a guardian of these gateways, a holy passage for your own heart to open to love beyond the stifled normal parameters of our limited, imposed societal confines of how our heart best behave. Meanwhile, I encourage you to invite the extraordinary power of love in your everyday life, and may some combination of grace, strength, passion, flexibility, focus, fearlessness, and release impress and inspire your every move in 2017. Be a warrior of love above all, as Aurora beckons you in the first song of my set. And Kalyani follows with her song, Perfect Peace, reminding you wherever you go, go as the powerful grace that you are and see what love does.
And I you are and come back to love. You can be the witness and see what love does. There is only this. This
music of Kalyani, and that song, Perfect Peace, reminding you to go as, wherever you go, go as the powerful grace that you are and see what love does. That's from her album, Greet the Day, from Circle Up Music. Kalyani lives in Northern California. And before Kalyani, Aurora from Norway, quite a bit of distance away, her song Warrior. Somebody posted it on Facebook last week, and I've become a junkie of Aurora's music. I really like it. Let Love Conquer Your Mind, Just Reach Out for the Love, from her album All Demons, Greeting Me as My Friend. Powerful, powerful young woman. And Deuter provided the sound bed for My Rosie's Rumination, the song Hands of Love, from Reiki Hands of Love. You're hearing all of that right here on Transitions Radio Magazine and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We're about out of showtime. Coming up, we have a bulletin board, next week's show intro or overview, and then a set of music to take you out. Stay with us.
Flo Magdalena, founder of Heartthread, and author of I Remember Union, The Story of Mary Magdalena, will be in New Mexico for a Heartthread practitioner training, February 10th through the 12th, as well as a series of evening events. Heartthread is a revolutionary process that releases old limiting patterns and imprints stored in the cells of the body through the field of the heart. The important and amazing thing is that our patterns and challenges shift dramatically when we address them from the inner state of our own hearts.
A simple, effective practice, Heartthread is easily incorporated into therapy, bodywork, other healing modalities, and personal practices. Flo will be channeling messages from Mary Magdalena on February 7th, the Council of Light and Galactic Federation on the 8th in Santa Fe.
And John Henry, the angelic source of Heartthread creation, through Flo in Bernalillo on the 9th. Details online at heartthreadinternational.com or call Raphael 575-770-1228. That's 575-770-1228.
Hi friends, Elizabeth Rose here, your TRM co-host of 20 years. I'm in radio respite while I reboot some of my other passions as a healing arts practitioner of the last 30 years, and I invite you to participate with me. I offer family constellations for intergenerational healing, bodywork for heart-mind-soul restoration, and wise women counsel specializing in family matters. For details, visit my offerings page on our transitionsmultimedia.com website. Click on the Healings drop-down bar on the homepage and acquaint yourself with my services. My guidance is conscious and leading edge, appealing to both the heart and the whole brain, a particular frequency embodying safety and acceptance. You can book a free consult or an appointment online at transitionsmultimedia.com. Again, click on the Healings drop-down bar on the home page. While there, you can also visit my bio on the About page on transitionsmultimedia.com or call me at 505-690-5310. That's Elizabeth Rose, 505-690-5310. I hardly recognized that music, but it did stir some old barnacle in my brain.
Well, for those of you who also had your barnacle stirred, the reminder is it's actually Tangerine Dream that we like to intersperse every once in a while with our good friend Chris Ishii, who really provides the main sound bit. But, you know, it's electronic, it's buzzy, and it's a good way to take you out today.
With our third and final bulletin board, and the Academy for the Love of Learning invites you to their next free evening of exploration this Thursday, titled The Hidden Gift in Disorientation. When familiar ways of being are disrupted unexpectedly, we may receive life-changing insights. This evening of exploration explores disorientation as an opportunity for transformation. Well, we're getting plenty of that. That's this Thursday again, folks, February 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Academy campus in Seton Village. For directions and info, call 505-995-1860 or visit their website, aloveoflearning.org.
And closing out the newsletter for January at Joe's Dining, Did You Know, with Sheila's suggestions about supplementation if you're not eating there all the time. Or not eating good food at your house all the time. Vitamin C complex, not ascorbic acid, full spectrum of B's, probiotics, cod liver oil, magnesium, and a broad spectrum of minerals. Stranded on a desert island, allow just a few supplements. She would choose the following. Minerals, probiotics, K2 and A. I would not need a capsule of D as I already have sunshine on my deserted island. Forgive me, vegetarians. I respect that there are many reasons to choose that diet. And if you are a veteran vegetarian, you no doubt have learned very sophisticated ways to ensure you get all your nutrients. Thank you very much, Sheila. Pick up a copy of the newsletter there and stop by and say hello to Rosie and Rudy at around 12 today if you're there for their incredible Sunday brunch. You can order the Alan Huttner omelet with hollandaise on top. It's my favorite. And say hello to us.
And another endorsement, our personal dentist, Dr. Laura Como. Her emphasis is on everyone getting regular dental care for prevention as opposed to later treating disease. What a good idea. Dr. Laura, give her a call, 505-570-9578, and visit online, Laura Como, C-O-M-E-A-U, dentist.com.
All right, I promised you a little bit of an editorial on the headlines. For some, Super Bowl reflects the U.S. divide. Of course, there's a lot of people upset because New England Patriots trinity of owner Robert Kraft, a star quarterback Tom Brady, and coach Bill Belichick all are good friends with Trump, who quoted them in his campaign about voting for him. And that contrasted with most of Atlanta being represented by longtime Democratic U.S. Representative John Lewis, has been excoriated by Trump because he boycotted the inauguration and doesn't consider Trump a legitimate president because of intelligence. All right, well, you can vote for whoever you want or root for whoever you want. You can't vote anymore. That's too late. But you can root for either the Patriots, who have been deflagrated and spygated and done a lot of ill stuff. Not that I am rooting for Atlanta, but I am. The Atlanta Falcons, for various reasons. But here's the bottom line from Rudy and Rudra. I don't particularly care about the issues raised in the story that is keeping politics out of sports, or for that matter, keeping sports out of politics. The truth is, you can't. It is duality and unity, like segregating work and play or work and personal life. Very hard to do in a world torn apart, especially by political parties and political agendas that impact everyone in all walks of life, be it work, play, or personal life. Let's face it, professional sports, granted still qualifying to be called a game, is truly about business. for the owners, the shareholders, the leagues, and the teams. It's first about the money, and yes, some players love the game, but would they play for a lot less and share the wealth with the impoverished or disappearing middle class? I doubt a lot would. Some might. Some do. Most play for pay. First, for Trump, Kraft, Belichick, and Brady, it would seem to be about the money and big business. I mean, truthfully, oh, say, can't you see the motivation in me? In the professed land of the free, money and power rule. That is the new golden rule. So Trump ties are about money and power. Just look at the facts. Why else rub elbows with a narcissistic, self-aggrandizing, womanizing, corrupt businessman turned entertainer, now a U.S. president? Follow the money, and God bless the world. God bless this country. God bless Trump. God bless the Atlanta Falcons. Okay, and if you're a Patriots fan, God bless the Patriots.
And if you're not a football fan, go for a walk.
If you're not a football fan, you don't have to root for a team, but watch the commercials. They're funny.
Well, you can still follow the money, but I think everybody's getting to the bottom line pretty darn quick these days. Next week, we continue with Flo Aivia Magdalena, Heartthread founder who previews her February events in New Mexico and engages her book, Sunlight on Water, A Guide to Soulful Living in the Light. Also more with Colleen Morrow on her book, Spiritual Telepathy, Ancient Techniques to Access the Wisdom of Your Soul. We are celebrating 33 years in broadcasting now with TransitionsMultimedia.com, the Voices of Love and Presence, and TRM Whole Brain Radio.
Okay, thank you, Rosie, for showing up today and doing the rumination and being who you are.
Thank you.
And the music to take you out, Bill O'Hanlon, the man I could be. He's written 35 books. Now he's a successful folk singer-songwriter. This is from Bill O'Hanlon Demos, a top 40, The Man I Could Be, and some Joanna Beekman with The Light Inside from Heartbeats 1 on TRM and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe.
Have a really good week, folks. Take good care of yourselves and love each other.
Sometimes I look in the mirror, don't like what I see. There's the man that I am and the man I could be. I wish I could go back in time and do it again. Change some things that I've done and make some amends. Right now, that's not the man that I see. The man I could be is waiting for me. I hope my mistakes won't repeat endlessly, so I can be the man I could be. Sometimes I think to myself, just call it a day. Get to the end of your rope, you can just walk away. Still I can't live every day so full of regrets. You make the choices you make and you get what you get. Man I could be, man I could be. Right now that's not the man that I see. The man I could be is waiting for me. I hope my mistakes won't repeat endlessly, so I can be the man I could be. Suddenly faces appear in my memory, some that I'd rather not see. All of those faces are there to remind me to be the man I could be. To be the man I could be. sleep so I can be the man I could be. Thank you.
Poetic Muse and Awakening Views expressed on Transitions Radio Magazine TRM are not necessarily those of Hutton Broadcasting.
Comments and feedback welcome. Email hosts at transradio.com and on Facebook, Transitions Multimedia, where you can like us and belong.